Well, on this morning that Martha Stewart walked out of prison, we're going to get an update on corporate ethics. Despite all the scandals of recent years, Mark Gunther thinks corporate behavior is improving. He's a senior writer at Fortune magazine and author of a book contending that companies are becoming more socially responsible. Gunther is tracking companies that treat employees well, look after the environment, and avoid exploiting developing countries.
If you just think back 15 or 20 years ago, the workforces were much less diverse than they are now. Now you see businesses working very closely with environmental groups in a whole lot of areas. Employees have become company owners in a way they never had been before. You have a company like Starbucks that gave away what it calls bean stock to everyone who works there, including part-timers, and that aligns the interests of the company with its employees.
I wonder if part of the question here is which company you focus on, because you just said businesses are getting along better with environmentalists. There's certainly examples of that. There's also an administration in office that has battled with environmentalists over business questions, and there are businesses that are doing things that dismay environmentalists across the country right now.
Right, and of course it is hard to generalize, but even on the environment, I mean, the Bush administration has not even acknowledged really global warming as a serious man-made problem. If you look at the U.S. utility industry, you have utilities that are out there planting trees to offset their emissions. You have companies like UPS and FedEx, which have huge transportation costs, looking for ways to drive hybrid vehicles and get off the gasoline-powered cars. I'd argue that the big companies in America are much more green than the Bush administration at the moment.
What is motivating companies to do that?
Purely bottom-line considerations. This is not about altruism. It's about predominantly, I think, attracting and engaging the best employees. No one really wants to go to work every day to enhance shareholder value. We really want to go to work and be at a place where we feel aligned with the company's goals, where we feel there's some meaning to what we do, and where we feel we can make the world a little bit of a better place every day.
Somewhere you've written that Southwest Airlines will favor its employees in some cases over its customers.
Southwest is very explicit about the hierarchy. They put the employee first, the customer second, and then the shareholder third. And the theory is if you have happy, engaged, motivated employees, they are going to attract customers, and therefore your business is going to work and shareholders are going to benefit. And by the way, if you go to a Southwest gate, get into an argument with someone there, the presumption when word gets back to Southwest headquarters in Dallas is that you were wrong, the customer was wrong, and the employee was right, because they hire people very carefully and train them, and they trust their people 100%.
Well, let's talk about a long-term trend that's been tracked by some business writers who will say that in the 1950s and 60s, American corporations believed that they should take care of their employees, believed that they should take care of their customers as well as their shareholders, but that from the 70s, 80s onward, they've been pressured to just take care of the stock price, just take care of the shareholder, and in fact, they get sued when they don't do that, or they get taken over when they don't do that.
My argument is we are now correcting back from that, that we are not as short-term driven, that we're starting to think more long-term about building sustainable businesses. And this short-term model not only doesn't work for businesses in the long run, it doesn't work for our society in the long run.
Let's talk about the largest retail corporation in the United States, Walmart. Huge company, hugely successful company. This is a company, according to its critics, that does everything to drive down costs and maximize profits, including some things that people would consider are wrong.
I think Walmart is the counterexample to the trend that I'm writing about business becoming more responsible. Having said that, I think we are starting to see Walmart change. I mean, Walmart is underwriting programming on national public radio, and I think the reason they are doing that is not necessarily to get the NPR listeners into the stores, but because they are concerned about their image, because they want to come across as a caring company. And I think we're going to see Walmart change going forward.
Interesting point there. Walmart has been buying a lot of advertising, and yet the reporting on this same network continues to show that their practices are questioned by many people.
Yeah, I think Walmart is trying for a PR solution to a substantive problem at the moment, and I think they're going to have to come up with substantive and real solutions to fend off the negatives that they're dealing with now.
Isn't there what we could call a ruthless defense of Walmart in that whatever their practices may be, whatever you think of their practices, they deliver low prices to millions and millions of Americans who seem to appreciate it because they keep going back to Walmart?
I'd argue that every company needs to strike a kind of a balance. if you are driving your costs down at the expense of your own employees or your suppliers or laborers in China or Indonesia who are working in substandard conditions, you're out of balance.
Mark Gunther is a senior writer at Fortune magazine and also the author of Faith and Fortune, The Quiet Revolution to Reform American Business. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.